So hello, good morning, you're welcome to another beautiful episode today with me. Hi darling, how you doing this day? Hope you're doing very well. I don't know. Okay, so today I want to be thanking first of every one of you beautiful souls like you following Mom Ziba on Mom Ziba Talk podcast, daily podcast. I appreciate you, darling. I appreciate you so much. Okay, I want to thank all followers on Spotify, especially 1005 followers. Okay, so thank you so much. I appreciate you, darling. I appreciate you a lot. Okay, so today we are going to be doing something that is kind of unique. We are going to be talking about a very important topic that is going to help you a lot. Okay, so I know that you're ready for me this morning. So today I told us that we are going to be talking about something, and the topic is what's pretty about you. Sell it. Okay, so what's pretty about you? We're going to be talking about this, okay, in a format that you might not see it coming that way, but I think it's very good. We'll talk about it. Stay tuned in. So again, welcome beautiful souls to another episode. We are going to be talking about the beauty of you, where we are going to be exploring the extraordinary beauty within each and every one of us. I'm your host, Mom Ziba, and today we are diving into the topic that might make some of you blush. What is pretty about you? And let me tell you, there is so much more than meets the eyes. Okay, so I don't know what's pretty about you. I don't know what's pretty about you. Some people don't really know what is pretty about them. So we are going to be seeing different ways and different things that can be pretty in you as an individual, as a person. And then after having seen that, I'm going to be telling you how you can sell it for your own favor. Okay, so when we think about beauty, it's easy to mix it up with societal standards, glossy magazine covers, and flawless Instagram feeds. But I'm gonna be telling you the truth of it all, that beauty is really far from all this. Beauty, true beauty, is the kind that captures the heart and leaves a lasting impression. Okay, it goes farther from outward appearances. It's about the light, it's about the glory, it's about the light you carry within. The kindness in your smiles, the strength in your spirit. Now, first and foremost, what will I be talking about? I want you to know that you need to build a value commodity. All right. So, and this value commodity, what are you going to do with it? You are going to be selling it after this episode. All right. You're going to be building a value commodity. All right. And you are a seller right now. Okay. Of the value commodity. And people are attracted to new products in the market. They are attracted to new product in a store, in a mall. Okay, people want what's trendy, people want what's new. So haven't you just follow me in this pretty matrix that I'm gonna be drawing right now. When I'm talking about this prettiness in you and how to sell it, I'm talking about you building a value from yourself. I'm talking about you finding a value, a worth in yourself, and then you selling it to people around you. And when haven't you known that you have this a prettiness in you, okay? You are gonna work on it. This is where we jump into what I call improvement. You're gonna work on it because you want your commodity to, you want your value, your customers to be attracted to what you have, to keep on returning to you. You want the inflow of customers to increase. You want them to keep on returning customers. So you have to keep on improving in your value portfolio. Your value portfolio here is like your store. Your value portfolio here is like the mall you have. Your value portfolio here is like the market. Okay, so you have to keep on working on that value every day. There are a lot of things that could cause a hitch in the market. There are many things that can really try to choke your market, try to bring down the commodity you're selling. So you're not gonna give that space because you want to soar in your market. You want to keep on being in market. So this is it. When you start first off by knowing that you have a commodity to sell, which is value, you jump into the next stage known as improvement. Okay, so you're gonna be trying to improve yourself daily. All right, when I mean improving your value portfolio daily, I mean working on yourself. Okay, so one thing I hear people say, especially among the ladies, you hear them crying. I will come and cry like there are no husbands. There are no husbands. There are no men coming for us to settle down with us. I'm not trying to mock at anyone's pedigree here, but I'm trying to tell you that this word is fake. This word is this kind of a thing is a fake. It's not really real. For everyone who really God has created for marriage, there is always a husband. And when you try to look at the side effect, when you try to look at the reason why this thing is really reoccurring and people are really training on this kind of a word, you'll find out that it's because that there is no value commodity. Okay, there is no value commodity that you are selling. People are attracted to value. People are attracted to a commodity in your mall. And when they come to your mall and there's nothing to buy from you that will serve them, positively in their lives, they don't come back to you. They don't return and they don't want to engage with you. Okay, let's take it as what is happening here. I told you you're going to follow me in this pretty matrix this morning and you're going to be learning a lot. Okay, so this podcast episode is very important for every singles and for every parent out there, for every child out there, and also it's very, very important for couples in relationship. It's a big thing inside the box I'm having here for you. So if you know you fall under this category, I want you to just settle down because there's a lot for you to take along with you this morning. And if you think this is not important for you because you don't fall under this category, you can flip through or you can share to people, your friends and families, colleagues, people you so cherish and you feel this could be important for them. Okay, so beauty can be an attraction. Okay, it can be an attraction, but value is what you sell. Okay, that keeps your customers coming back. Okay, so if you have beauty and people are saying I'm beautiful physically, I'm beautiful in my physique and all those kind of a thing, you know, it's very, very okay for you to do that. It's very, very okay for you to say that, but it's far more than that. Value is what you keep on, that keeps on bringing your customers back to you, that keeps on bringing your customers back to you. And you have to know that Customers call customers. Okay, customers bringing new customers. If you have a shop before, you see that I bought an iPhone today and it's very, very good for me. When I'm coming the next time, I may come back with two other friends. Okay, why? Because I attested to my friends that what I'm using is good and where I got it from is a reliable place, and they want to come to also have a share. And by so doing, I'm getting a broad reach. I'm getting a broader audience. I'm getting more followers. I'm getting more customers. So you see. So, what is pretty about you? I want you to settle down and think about this. I just decided today. I will sit down. I just decided to, you know, craft this out because I try to emphasize why things are not working for some family, for some individuals, for some ladies out there. There are some bizarre words that are trending, no husbands and many other things. And because of that word, no husband, girls got to throw themselves at any man that comes. Just, it could be a player, a freaky kind of a guy, and you throw yourself at him and all those kind of things. So, and many parents have changed and a lot of things happening in their homes. Things are not working in the reading is supposed to be. And many marriages are having a lot of cracks because they've forgotten that there is something that made them to synergize the first time together as a couple, and that's the prettiness I'm trying to talk about. So I decided to draft this out passionately, and I believe that it's gonna really help a lot of persons today. So what is pretty about you as a husband? Now, if you used to be a romantic kind of a husband, that is your prettiness as a man. It is time for you to exercise it to your spouse daily, okay? As a woman, you don't have to hide what is pretty about you. You have to keep on selling it. You sell it to your husband daily. You sell it to your husband each time you remember that there was someone you want truly said a yes I do to. You keep on selling it to him, all right? And this will keep on making him to droop for you as a wife. Okay, so some women keep their good nature because their unfaithful husband has killed their vibes. All right, now I used to be a good woman who was very, very submissive, who was very, very loving, and at the end of the day, my husband broke my heart because of infidelity, like more than three times, and because of this, I decided that I'm not gonna be this kind of woman who used to be very submissive, who used to be very, very nice, who used to be very, very accommodating and welcoming. And I try to see those my pretty natures as my vulnerabilities. And before you know what is happening, the family start to take a different turn entirely. You agree with me? The way things used to be before might not be the same way. And my mama normally tell me that women are the pillar in a marriage, in a home. So when mom is angry, the children feels it, like kind of 80% of feeling. When daddy is angry, the children hardly feel it. So in this kind of a scenario, when the woman decides to take away her prettiness and sees it as a vulnerability instead of a strength, it starts to, you know, cause crack in the relationship, and this is not really very, very good. Now, what's pretty about you? Let's start with the obvious, your physical appearance. But hold on, we are talking about conforming to the definition of true beauty, and you know, this we are celebrating. Yes, truly, we are celebrating every cough, every freckle, every scars that makes your unique story, your beauties and masterpiece, a canvas of experiences, and each imperfections only add to its allure. Okay, now, so when I'm talking about beauty, also people ought to understand that it's far more than it's just isn't just skin deep kind of a thing. It's also a beauty can also be your smile, okay? It can be your smile, your unabashedly, the way you laugh unabashedly, and the way you extend a helping hand to those in need can be your pretty kind of a point, a commodity, your value, the way you stand up for what you believe in, your resilience, your courage, your unwavering authenticity. You see, prettiness is not just something you put on in the morning and pull off in the evening. It is something you carry with you each and every single minute of your life, radiating from the depth of your soul within. Okay, so some parents have denied their children, stubborn children in quotes, okay, here it is. They have denied their stubborn children their real beauty because of offense, okay? Yes, because of offense. Some parents have like, okay, they used to be this kind of a, gentle kind of parenting approach, loving kind of parenting approach, and now they are now so authoritative, okay, in their kind of parenting approach to their children. And this could, yes, if we are trying to bring out the best from our children, most time we have to be rigid. I'm saying it because I'm a parent, so I understand that we have to be rigid at times. But because this offense and this kind of character that this child is our children are emitting are not good, are not forthcoming to be an a kind of enticing and a loving one that we used to see or we need to see in them, we are forced to change our approach. We deny them some things. We deny them our sparkles. We deny them our closeness. Our closeness that can, you know, bring what I know as connectivity between you and your child. And all this kind of a thing. We become so strict, so rigid, so firm, so so tight. All this kind of a thing. And these children who used to be so free with you to let you know about their personal issues might not be forthcoming. They'll just restrict into themselves or decide to stay with people outside to learn new things from people outside. They don't care anymore because they feel you don't care anymore. So this is what is happening. How long will circumstances define us and kill our cuteness? How long? Can someone tell me how long? How long would you let circumstances to define you? How long would you do that? How long? And let's not forget about our passions, our dreams, your quirks, okay? Whether you are an artist, whether you are a scientist, a caregiver, a dreamer, there's something that is truly undeniably beautiful about the way you pursue your passion with fervor and dedication. Now, your unique perspective adds to the color of the world. You must know this. I'm telling you this because it's true and it's real. All right? And if this adds to the color of the world and the color of the lives of those around you in the way you never fully comprehended before. Okay? So, all those things, your academia, your self-comportment, is your prettiness, is your commodity you're selling. Okay? Your love, your kindness. I could go on and on. Your achievements, your progress, your business growth and success, your beauty and brains. Yes, I hear some people say that I'm so beautiful and they walk on that beauty only. You hear them, I'm so beautiful. And beauty is not just enough to keep your customers coming again and again for the commodity that you have to sell. So how about you have beauty and you attach brains? I think this will give it a boost in the market, and it will make people to keep on coming back for you, because the brain is always productive. The brain keeps on emitting new things every day. It calculates, it's always creative. Okay, so when you look at the brain power, it brings out creative things daily per seconds. Okay, whatever interval it is, so far it's been productive. Now that brings us to what I call improvement. Daily improvement, and daily improvement leads us back to what I talked about, as it keeps your customer returning to your store to get that value commodity which you have. Okay, so that is it. You see the pretty matrix there? I told you that we are going to be doing this mathematics together. So I want you to flow with me. And if you've been flowing with me since, I know you've learned pretty much from what I'm saying. So, your submissive nature as a woman, your understanding as your husband, tolerance, forgiveness, healing touch. Yes, healing touch. Some people have healing touch, okay? And what are these healing touch? There are some persons that when you are having issues, they have these right words to use to succor you. That's a healing touch, okay? That's a healing touch from my own perspective. And some people have decency. There are some persons that are so decent, they came from backgrounds that understand decency as a way of life. And because that you are watching the trends going on right now, in the world, and you're following cyber, and before you know what is happening, you lost your value at some point in your life, maybe because of peer influence. You start to that modesty is gone. You start to dress half exactly. You start to dress half naked. You start to dress almost naked already. And for instance, now you see some ladies saying there are no husband out there. What if your husband, God has already programmed your husband, or the kind of nature your husband has is to get acquainted with a woman who is properly dressed and covered, reserved. So now you're now living in the world that has been caused by peer influence, cyber, and kind of influence from whatsoever means, and you're no longer in the decency kind of lifestyle. You will end up living the life of your friend for a long time. And you'll be surprised that your friend who has been living in the kind of life that she's not decent in her character, she's not decent in her kind of outfit, she lives like that because she grew like that from her background with no intention at all. She sees it as a normal lifestyle. She'll get married to someone quickly, and someone that is very important, and someone who loves her lifestyle. But that is not where originally you've been meant to find your love from. So you suddenly a different persona entirely, and you miss out on the real thing. All right, I talk about modesty. What are you selling, people? What are you selling, friends? What are you selling, my humble listeners? What are you selling, beautiful souls? What are you selling? It's a time for you to start to do a reflection of yourself. Take a place, sit down after this episode, and try to dissect it. What am I selling as an individual? Every individual has something pretty about him or her to sell. All right, they have what to sell. Are you selling your trust? Are you selling your truth? Are you selling your faithfulness as a husband? What are you selling? Are you selling your independence as a single lady? Are you selling your resilience? Are you selling your obedience to whom is due to? Okay, stop. Okay, whiling away your time promoting ugly things you learned from trends. All right, listen to this. It's a very candid advice. All right, the ugly things you learn from friends, from parents, from awful situations that happen to your parents. Stop spending time promoting those things. Now, I'm going to be giving you a quote from me to you. Be the trend so that others could tread along. Okay, Mom Ziba said so. You got to hold this as a token for you. Be the trend so that others could tread along. Okay, when I mean tread, I mean T-R-E-A-D. Tread along. Good. So, are you spending time with improving your traditions? your personal traditions or your family traditions, your marital traditions. Now, some people go into marriage, if you are already in a marital status kind of a thing, and you don't have a marital traditions, then I'm urging you this morning to go build one with your partner. This is a manual and a guide that keeps relationship ticking and going stronger. This is our tradition. This is what we do in our home. This is what we accept. And I talked about it on my YouTube channel. I talked about family compacts. You can go there and look for Mom Ziba and learn more about it. Please don't think about the video I did that somewhere in the evening. Just, you know, I just had to drop that. Okay, I know you're going to learn a lot from it. That was Mom Ziba when she was just coming up. All right, so now you're gonna go learn about that Mom Ziba on YouTube, and you're gonna learn beautifully a lot from that. So it's very, very good that every family should have a compass, a guide, a manual, a tradition. All right, these traditions are built from your do's and don'ts. Okay. So because I noticed that some persons, when they go outside, they are easily influenced. All right, they forget about where they are coming from. They easily forget. I'm coming from a home. I'm married. All this kind of a thing. So, but when you remember that you are married as an individual, and this is our marital trads, you don't want to step on them. Okay, so don't be boastful or not my real me kind of syndrome, kind of lifestyle. This is not my real me, but promote who you are. It's your uniqueness. It's the canvas of your experience. Promote who you are. All right, let people know you for your unique story. Let people know you for who you are. We don't need to assess things from the same point, but we are going to replace. I can decide to use Pythagoras theorem, and you can decide to use another theorem, and we are getting there. You can decide to use Bodmas, and we are getting to the same place. So far, we arrive at a good place. Okay, so that's it. So, now, why do you need to pick out those things, take out time to learn those things that are pretty about you? And why do you think you have to do that? Now, number one I'll be telling you is because it shows your authenticity. Are you hearing me? It defines who you are. It gives you a legacy, and it brings out the very best in you. Beautiful, isn't it? These four things are what I think that life revolves about. Around life in now and life after now revolves around this kind of a four table I'm bringing to you. When we talk about authenticity, we talk about your authenticity that could be drawing your autonomy, and we talk about what defines you. This is who you are, that could be setting a boundary for people to follow, a guide, a manual for people to follow, and your legacy even when you are alive and when you are gone. And it brings out the best in you. We are talking about the category of fulfillment. So this is the web of what life should be, what we can say life is beautiful afterwards. Okay, so many relationship is crushed now because of a copycat spirit. You want to copy what the next person is doing. You want to live under the shell of another tortoise, and this is not really good. How can you thrive now? So why not you try to be yourself? Now, if you being yourself is not really good enough for people to give you an applaud, so why don't you try to get new habits? New habits that could make people applaud you and know you for it. Now, in all this, learn to find out the pretty thing about you. Sell it. Start selling. We are all in a market. Build your marketing, build your audience. So start selling to the targeted audience. Now, sell it to your environment. Who are you selling it to? You're selling it to your neighborhood. You're selling it to your parents. You're selling it to your children. You're selling it to your spouse. You're selling it to your boss. You're selling it to your in-laws. You are selling it to your colleagues. Remember, your prettiness is your commodity. Embrace it, celebrate it, and never let anyone at all to dim your radiant glow. Are you hearing me today? So start selling. We are in the market. 1, 2, 3. Start selling. Start selling what's pretty about you. So thank you, lovelies. Thank you so much for joining me today to unveil this beauty of you. And until next time, remember to shine brightly and embrace the beauty that lies within you. Okay. So next time I'll be talking about what African husbands understand as respect. Now, I've already talked about this on my blog, momziba.com. On my blog, go there and read. Okay, you go and read it. Okay, but I'll be talking about this passively in a kind of a related manner when I come tomorrow. So I want you to keep on tuning in to Momziba. If you are not a follower, click to become a sharp follower. A sharp follower is the one who clicks on the notification button and you get updated with new episodes from Momziba. You keep sharing to people you love. You keep commenting and giving your reviews via Spotify or any streaming channel you might have listening to this from. And your reviews can really teach a lot of persons out there from the comfort of the zone where you are. You are lecturing people and people are learning from you also, pertaining any episode that you've listened to. This is what Momziba calls here a sharp follower. And I know that you are a sharp follower because Momziba is your sharp host. Okay, so thank you so much. Thank you beautifully so much. This program was sponsored by Magic Mind. So in my next program, I'm going to be talking about who this Magic Mind are. Thank you so much, all US followers, especially I see you. You're really doing a lot. Thank you, those from Nigeria, my country. Thank you so much. You're also doing a lot. And Jenny, thank you so much. I appreciate you for constantly tuning in. I know you love me. That's why you keep on tuning in. Thank you. And I love you too. Till next time. Bye now.